Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and welcome to the show. I'm really happy that you decided to hang out with me this evening. And I have a very special guest. And you know what? She did start the day off wrong by sending me a taunting email this morning. I had written her and mentioned the cold and the snow in the east in my email to her. And don't you just know, she had to mention how sunny and warm California was. I think she used the term beach walking weather. So because of her, I've been pouting all day because the snow has just kept falling here. But in the long run, it makes my day any day that I get to talk to the charming and delightful and ever so gifted Pamela Owsley. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Pamela is a very talented author, consultant, lecturer, and professional psychic. She has a very extensive and loyal clientele, including many celebrities. Since 1983, she's traveled throughout the country, visiting every state and presenting seminars and conducting workshops about the emerging human potential, psychic abilities, auras, and the power of our beliefs to create our reality. She also has a popular weekly radio show, which can be heard live on KZSB 1290 AM Talk Radio in the Santa Barbara area. And you can listen to her radio show on her website at www.auracolors.com. Now, I got to tell you, long before Pamela and I had a pleasure of meeting, maybe not in person, but through some telephone conversations, she was the author of one of my favorite books, the very popular book, Life Colors, What Your Aura Colors Say About You. And her website had long been added to my favorite list. And I got to tell those of you that are listening and that are interested in numerology that you will find Pamela's books fascinating because what she has to say about aura colors will line up with the meanings of the numbers, which comes as no surprise to me because there are many paths that take us to the same destination. She also is the author of Make Your Dreams Come True and Love Colors. And Pamela uses her psychic abilities to help people discover their path, solve issues, and achieve fulfillment. Pamela has the ability to see auras and also understand their deeper meanings. Combine that with her psychic abilities and her immense understanding of spiritual philosophy, and you've got yourself one very special lady. And it really is my pleasure to welcome Pamela Owsley back to the show. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Allison. And I wanted to mention how thrilled I was to have you on my show. You were so fun and so accurate and so entertaining, so I wanted to say thank you to you before we even got started.
You do have a fun show. It is. You've got you and, is it Kat? So much personality going on there. It's a really fun show. I need my own sidekick. I really do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I need a sidekick.
Well, you are a delight to have on the show, so
well,
thank you.
Well, I've been, how should I say, I guess in this business, but when you meet a lot of spiritual people, and you do, your contemporaries and people in various different modalities, there's all kinds of people out there, and really you are genuinely one of the nicest people that I've ever met, and I mean that sincerely, Pamela.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, this spiritual stuff is very serious and heavy stuff, isn't it? No, we're supposed to have fun and be loving to each other, right?
Right, lighten up, people. Yeah.
No, it ain't that bad.
Well, listen, Pamela, I got a question. I'm not sure if you can answer for me, but you know, it's a pretty important question, especially on this evening before the inauguration. Have you had the opportunity to look at Barack Obama and perceive his aura colors? And if you have, can you tell us what they tell you about him?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. That's great. Of course, a very timely question, right? I would love to hear what his numbers are, too.
Yeah.
We should just chat for a while. I can hear what you have to say, too. So Barack has so much violet in his aura, violet like the purple color.
Sure.
And then a little bit of yellow. He's even added a touch of indigo to his aura, which I find fascinating. But violets, just briefly, violets are the old souls on the planet. They're visionaries. They're leaders. They actually, violets came here to help save the planet.
Oh.
They're here to shift the consciousness of the masses. They're here to improve the quality of life for people. Other, he has the same aura colors as John and Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Interesting that they compare him a lot to that. John and Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Gorbachev, Nelson Mandela, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey, they're all violet yellows. So Bono is a violet yellow, so is Sting and Spielberg and George Lucas. They all have messages for the masses. Violets are here to bring peace and harmony to the planet. They're much more global thinking. And violets, they're deeply compassionate, deeply spiritual. When violets, for example, want money, but they want money for freedom and to be humanitarian and philanthropic, as opposed to greens. Greens are all about putting oil wells out in our channel out here, and oil and money and war. And violets are much more about the masses and humanitarian and global wealth. When they're in power, when they're out of power, they can be a little self-absorbed. But Barack feels very, to me, very in power with his violet.
Right. So, well, pretty much what you described really would be his numerology. He definitely has old soul written in his chart, and everything that you said is really a reflection of his numbers. He definitely, I believe he's got an incredible talent to be able to bring harmony and peace to this planet. And I do believe that he has a vision. He is a visionary. And so everything you said, absolutely.
Good. Well, and you know, in this time and age, though, we have to do it together. It's a team. I mean, and I'll tell you about his yellow and his indigo, too, since I said that he had those colors in his aura. But we're in a time now where it's not just about, oh, good, we've got a savior. Here's the car keys. Now you go save us. This is like, no. We all got to do this. We all got to be the team. We all got to do our part. So
that's his message as well, though, Pamela. Even today, they were showing, I saw a clip where he was, I'm not exactly sure where he was, but, you know, he picked up a paintbrush or a roller and he was helping to paint someplace, and it might have been a shelter or something. And his message is, you know, every person has to use some of their energy to work together, you know, to make this a better world, you know, and that is part of his message, what you just said. You know,
right. Yeah, violets are all about contribution and saving the planet and helping the world.
Yeah.
And then he's got a little touch of yellow. He's predominantly violet, almost all violet, about 80-some percent.
What is the yellow? Can you go back
yellows
over that?
Yellows are basically sense of humor, fun, playful. They're big kids at heart, where violets are very intense and serious and big leaders. Yellows are playful, funny, sense of humor. Violets, if they get involved in their careers, are usually the media or the communication fields, or their teachers or therapists or their leaders or ministers, or they get into politics, law, or causes, anything that's big, but they have to live big lives. Yellows are like simple and fun and playful, and they need variety, some humor, so you can see that side come out of him every so often. He shows up on a show and starts dancing with Ellen. You know, you can see that playful sense of humor coming out. They're basically big kids.
They're
big kids at heart. Now, in power, they're very generous, and meaning the positive side of yellows.
Exactly.
A lot of energy, enthusiasm. They're cheerleaders, where violets want to inspire the masses. Yellows try to cheer them up. Come on, you guys, we can do this. Happy, come on, let's bring some, because yellows are here to bring joy to the planet.
Sure.
Or to help it heal on some level. So yellows usually either do, well, yellows, if they had their way, oddly enough, wouldn't be working if they didn't have to.
Exactly.
But yellows either do creative work, they're writers, artists, musicians, designers.
Take the easy way out, man.
Yeah. Or they do healing work, or they do physical work. So you can see he's predominantly violet.
Yeah.
And then, Allison, I find this fascinating.
What's that?
He actually has indigo in his aura also, and indigo's, well, see, right now we're in a violet age. The violets are in their power time right now. The violets are here to transform the planet.
Sure.
Indigos are kind of the new age children. They're the psychic children. Now, remember, he's got a little bit of indigo. He's predominantly violet. Indigos are very high principle. You can't force them to do something that doesn't feel intuitively and spiritually right to them, no amount of guilt or pressure or punishment or bribing. Indigos usually, when they're in power, they won't go outside of what they know happens to be higher levels, higher consciousness, integrity. most indigos, like, well, Michael Jackson's an indigo,
mm-hmm.
But he's a wounded indigo.
Mm-hmm.
Indigos are very psychic, very intuitive. They can connect with earth, with animals, with people. But anyway, they're here. Indigos are actually here to bring, to actually live that higher consciousness. Violets
mm-hmm.
are here to bring it on to the planet.
Right.
You know, that new, that consciousness, that new evolution, that new
mm-hmm.
awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Indigos are supposed to be showing us how to do that. And
mm-hmm.
indigos, it's about honoring people soul to soul. It doesn't matter if somebody's gay, straight, black, white, male, female. It's about honoring the integrity of a person's soul.
Right, right. Well, that's, and again, you know, a lot of what you're saying with just the description of his colors is very much reflected in his speeches and what he said and how he presents himself. So, you know, I'm not the least bit surprised. And, of course, you know, what always fascinates me is you talk colors and their numbers to me. So I'm, like, seeing his numbers every time
I
you open
it.
Your
what
mouth.
Are
so.
His, what are his numbers?
Well, he, you know, he does have, you know, you call it the violet, and that is master energy, the ability to bring about peace, to negotiate. You talk about intuitiveness or psychicness or even spiritual connections, and again, that comes in with that an 11, that energy. I'm trying to remember what he does have humanity, which
mm-hmm.
wanting to use his energy to make the world a better place, a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his numbers in front of me, but
that's an 11.
Yeah,
an 11.
Yeah, and he has
cool.
9 energy. He also, this man can be extremely focused,
yes.
work very hard at organizing, and I really feel that this will be, there's not people that have a 4 challenge.
Yeah.
Usually these are people that can do tremendous things, because it doesn't matter how talented you are. Unless you have a great deal of discipline, it's, you know, you can waste your talents and abilities. And having a 4 challenge, that just makes him incredibly disciplined, almost
right.
to his detriment. So I know that he will work tirelessly to do the job. And
mm-hmm.
I think that really has been some comments about him, how extremely organized he is and how hard he's worked. And so, you know, I see a lot of the numbers in the message and also in the man. So, you know, I'm always fascinated to talk to you and talk about auras. I did want to ask you, you know, I don't know if everyone knows out there, but Pamela has a fabulous website. It really is. And based on her book, Life Colors, she has a test that you can take on her website. And when you take the test, you're answering various different questions. And when you're done, you actually have your colors. And it would be a reflection of your aura colors, I'm assuming. And again, you know, while you're listening to the show, go there and take the test. It's www.auracolors.com, and it's auracolors.com. And Pamela, you know, we had this big discussion because, you know, I had taken the test, I pondered, I really worked on what the numbers and what the colors meant, and it was fascinating to me. But, you know, I recently, when I was preparing for this interview, I went back and I'm like, oh, you know what, I just want to take the test again. You know, it's like retest, I'm going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just really quickly went through it, and my colors changed. The predominant colors changed is what happened.
Oh, now that could be something either your true nature is coming up, or you've actually changed, or what you had learned before doesn't apply to you anymore, and you've turned a corner.
Yeah.
So let me just see if I can tell what your colors are, okay?
Okay.
So, Allison, what color hair and eyes do you have?
Brown and brown.
Brown hair, dark brown hair?
Mm-hmm.
Medium brown, light brown?
Dark brown, dark brown.
Dark brown and dark brown. Okay, hold on. Now, when I'm looking at you, what's coming through, you have some violet in your aura. And oddly enough, now see, you've got 4 colors around you right now. Ooh, now you've added a fifth. Doggone it, so you're going to be tricky. looks to me like right now you've got a lot of violet. You have some yellow hidden in there. You've got some blue. And you've added a touch of tan and a touch of green. What did you test as?
Well, I tested, I believe, it used to come up predominantly crystal, oddly enough, and then I think I tested and brought in the violet, definitely yellow, you know, I do bring that in my colors,
mm-hmm.
certainly in my numbers,
mm-hmm.
blue, but the predominant was violet and crystal, which I thought was,
well, you know
before
what?
It was the
yep.
reversed, and then I didn't have any, I do I do answer, you know, with me, it tends to be seven or eight of one color and then two and three of other colors. So the predominant, I just kind of looked at the predominant, which was the violet and the crystal.
Well, you've definitely come in through with a lot of violet. Now, watch this. Two things. One, the crystal might explain why I see so many colors in your aura right now,
mm-hmm.
because crystals, as you know, they're very sensitive, they're healers, but they can also be chameleons.
Mm-hmm.
They're chameleons, so they take on the aura colors of other people that they're around.
Mm-hmm.
You,
mm-hmm.
you guys turn colors that way. So that would make sense, the fact that I also saw some yellow and some blue
mm-hmm.
and some green and some tan.
Mm-hmm.
You've just taken on a whole rainbow, you know, of assortment there, trying to figure things out. But, boy, you're really showing up with a lot of violet right now, so I'm glad you tested high
right.
on that.
Right, and I think it's interesting because you said the green, and the green usually has to do with people that, what would you say, put a little bit of emphasis on success and achievement.
Yes.
And
yes.
possible. I have... I've just been through my 8th year, and in numerology, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, rewards, achievement, monetary gain, that sort of a thing. And I've just gone through this 8th year and moving into some different energy now, which is more or less a spiritual teacher sort of energy. But
there's your violet.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I thought that's really kind of neat the way you know, because green usually isn't one that really shows up. But I was just kind of like, wow, I've changed my colors. But I have to say, Pamela, that definition for crystal, and I told you a long time ago that it really relates to the 7 energy.
All right, right.
Because, you know,
right.
if ever you know, because with crystals, even in your description, it says that usually they tend to be not particularly, have a great deal of vitality, that sometimes there can even be some health issues or whatever, that they're rather mm-hmm. fragile. And also the idea of absolutely being a chameleon where you absorb the energy of the people that you're around. And so testing that theory, as I was doing numerology readings, and when we got done with the readings, and then I would feel comfortable and kind of be going over things with a client, and I kind of threw that information out there to them, and anyone that had a lot of 7 energy absolutely related to that. They totally related to that when they're around people that they have a tendency to almost start mimicking those people. You know, and
mm-hmm.
because of the, you know, and one of the things that they say about 7s is that they're very good one-on-one, meaning with just one person. However, when a lot of people come at them, they have a tendency to withdraw because it's almost like being hit by too much energy
mm-hmm.
from other people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and this is why they prefer a seclusion or they prefer a quiet time without a lot of chaos. Mainly, I think, because they are so sensitive and they are like chameleons. They become the energy around them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fascinating.
It is
wow,
fascinating.
Wow, that's great, Allison.
But it was your work that actually, it was like, you have, when you're connected to something bigger than yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know this and I knew this, you have these voila moments, these moments of great clarity and insight. And really, that's why your book was one of my absolute favorites, because it taught me something really important that really helps clients. In my field, in what I do in numerology, to help them, you helped me help them, okay?
Oh, that's great.
Through your
that's
work,
great.
Because it really
yeah.
made sense to them. So,
well, and I like what you said earlier, like there's lots of paths to get to the same thing. I mean, I think you and I discussed this before. I really believe that before we came to the planet, our souls had an agenda and a theme of what we wanted to experience
sure.
in this lifetime.
Right.
And so I believe that we left a lot of breadcrumbs behind in case we got here and went, oh, my gosh, I forgot why I came here. We've got astrology, numerology, iridology, palmistry, auras. We've got all kinds of things to remind us. So that's why I like the aura colors. It's like, oh, I see what blues are here to do. I see what yellows are here to do and greens and lavenders and
mm-hmm.
and reds and oranges. They've
right.
all got a different life purpose and a life different life lessons and different themes that they wanted and experiences that they wanted to have for this lifetime. So I love when numerology and astrology and the aura colors, they all dovetail together for the person.
Right. And really, you, when I read what you do on your site and when I'm, you know, when I look at what a person does and what their objective is when they're trying to work with a client, and you're talking about helping a person to understand their authentic self, who they truly
yes.
are, you're also helping them to understand what their life purpose is and to maybe move into that direction where they're happier. When you're doing what you love and what you're here for, you tend to be happier. And also giving people directions when they are at crossroads in their life or maybe assessing opportunities, you know, for them. You do the work, the same thing that I do, using a tool that's called numerology. You use it with your psychic gifts and your ability to see auras and also your interpretation of the auras. And I really find it incredibly fascinating. I think that, you know, so many people have so much to say about manifestation, and I did want to ask you this one question, because I know that you wrote about it, you have meditations about it to help people to, you know, be able to manifest into their lives. But do you not feel that we truly want to manifest according to what, in my case, I'll use the word numbers, in your case, mm-hmm. we would use the colors. What our authentic self is really is going to dictate what we want to manifest into our lives. Would you not agree or disagree with me on that?
Absolutely agree with that. That's why I always let people know that, I mean, I see 14 different aura colors, and it's my work is not to limit people or put them in a box or categorize them and say, nope, you're a tan, so this is what you need to do. It's more to help them feel validated, and the things that you really are drawn to are your authentic nature. And so it's to help them come fully alive and live their potential, not to categorize them and limit them and put them in a box.
Right, right.
Yeah, so absolutely. You and I both did the same thing with this is who you are. You can feel, because so many people, I'm sure you've run across it, they come to me for sessions and they go, oh my gosh, that's what I've always wanted to do my whole life, but I didn't think that was possible. My parents told me, no, I have to go be an accountant.
Yeah.
I can't go do, you know, be a musician, or I can't
sure.
go be an artist, I can't go be a nurse. It's like, mm-hmm. no, you need to go be a secretary. So when they find out that it really is who they are, and they come alive, a light bulb comes on, it's like their aura opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, they feel like they're capable of actually being happy and fulfilled, instead of, well, I guess this is life, I've got to face reality, everybody suffers, everybody struggles, and I guess this is just it.
Right.
That's so sad.
It is sad. I was talking to a woman the other day who you know, I kept saying, I see writer in your energy. I just feel as though you're gifted with words. And she also had some inner child energy that was present, and so she said to me, well, I used to write children's books. And I'm sitting there going, and why did you stop? Why did you stop? Well, I don't know. I just moved on with life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but you would be incredibly gifted at doing this. I mean, I would certainly, that would be a wonderful, even if it was in a hobby form, you know, a wonderful way to express your energy. I've had one girl one time whose father was a very prominent businessman, and he made sure that she was schooled in all the right schools so that she could work in his business with him. And my objective was to do her numerology, and I saw nothing about business. I saw everything about acting or theater or being a star of some sort. And so when I started to bring that information in and said, well, I understand what you're doing, but let me tell you what I see, it gave her the initiative to actually attempt to go to a local, you know, theater company and try out for a part. Well, not only did she get the part, but from that part she got the lead, and from the lead she got noticed, and within a year and a half she was calling me from Broadway, you know.
Oh, man,
and
that's amazing.
It didn't make Daddy happy, but she was immensely happy
right.
that she was finally expressing who she was and what her abilities were. And I've had people, I'm sure you've had the same, that you know, you gave them encouragement about writing a book or something, and they did it,
mm-hmm.
and it's very fulfilling.
Right, and then with each of the aura colors, exactly what you said earlier, they're drawn to certain professions that they go, well, everyone would want to do that. Of course not. No, I mean, greens live for business, real estate and stock market and being stockbrokers and, you know, anything that's money and fast and accomplishing and CEOs of corporations. And yellows are like, oh, my gosh, I would die if I had to do that. No way. And then there are people that, you know, reds, they want to go drive trucks or move boulders or be butchers or be dancers, and they love that. And other colors are like, oh, I would never want to do that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, each of the colors have natural abilities and natural skills and natural yearnings that they go for. And so when people get into their right livelihood, oh, my gosh, then all of us get to be happier.
Exactly. And sometimes doing what you're born to do really is what is your passion to do and what fulfills you and makes you happy, you know?
Yes, it's not everyone's cut out to be a businessman. Some
no,
love
that would drive me crazy. Absolutely not.
Fans, they love the details and computers and figuring out, you know, math problems or science
exactly.
or, you know, that kind of stuff. And other people like, no, don't give me the details.
There's big picture people, there's detail oriented people, there's
yes.
talents of, you know, people use the word gifted, and I very much shy away from that because,
yes.
you know, even people that are psychic, such as yourself, mediums, you name it, channelers, this is part of what they're here to do. It's their natural gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But they're no more gifted than the mother who gives birth and raises children in a beautiful, loving, and nurturing way. They're no more gifted than the dancer or the painter or just the person that goes to work every day and is the cornerstone of an industry where his work helps other people to get jobs. I mean, some people are born simply to be successful, so the rest of us have a place to go to work. You know,
there
weren't successful people out there, we
right.
wouldn't have anywhere to go get a paycheck from, you know?
There you go.
So it's really interesting how all of these energies really play off of each other. We all need each other in order to make this universe work, but everyone's gifted in their own right, and to a certain extent, with everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift. It doesn't matter.
There you go. Life's a gift. You
Life
know?
Is a gift. There you go. Hello. All right. Well, you know, the one thing that I did want to mention, and maybe you would like to just, you know, tell everybody a little bit about it, is your meditations on your website. Besides the fact that you can order the books, I mean, let's face it, you can order the books. And as I said, you know, I didn't know you. As a matter of fact, that's why I contacted you the first time to do the radio show, because I was so in love with your book, Life Colors. But your books are being sold on your website. But also, you know, these guided imagery meditations on abundance. Actually, your actual workshops are recorded,
mm-hmm.
and so maybe you want to tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, my favorites right now, I mean, I love all of them. The classes were awesome. I teach people how to get in touch with their intuitive and psychic abilities and all about the aura colors and all about how we create a reality. What I noticed is there was a lot of philosophy out there on your beliefs create your reality, and if you focus on something, if you desire to be in a relationship, you can manifest that. But you have to change your thoughts. You have to be in alignment with that. And I ran into so many people that went, I get that, but I don't know how to change my thoughts. I mean, how do I believe in myself? So I created these guided imagery meditation CDs
mm-hmm.
so that to help people shift their visions, their imagination,
mm-hmm.
their inner thoughts, their deep inner fears and beliefs in a really cool way to help people. The four that I have so far out are one on abundance, so people
sure.
can change their visions and thoughts and beliefs around money and,
mm-hmm.
and abundance, not just money, all of that abundance, everything.
Right. Right.
And then two on relationships, one for attracting a male and one for attracting a female,
mm-hmm.
To help people feel safe with love and to feel safe with receiving love, because
mm-hmm.
there's so many people out there that long for love and they long for a partner, but they're also deep inside kind of afraid of it, or they don't believe they're lovable, or, you know, they're afraid of being hurt, whatever it is. So
mm-hmm.
these meditations guide somebody through a real safe way so that they can stop being afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fourth one at this point is on health and relaxation, so that people can start, you know, there's so much stress out there and so much panic.
Right.
Just get people back centered and breathing so that they don't destroy themselves
right.
with anxiety and fear and stress.
And there really is. You know, there are people that learn from reading, that can absolutely get it from reading the books. And there's
mm-hmm.
people that maybe can watch the movie. But there also are people that learn from hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And also you're taking it and actually applying it, you know, and showing them how to do it through your workshops and whatever. I think it's a fabulous thing. So I just want to make sure that everybody does check that out. And speaking of, you know, the one more question I want to ask you, you know, we're in some crazy times right now. I mean, it's
changing. They're changing times.
Well, okay, they're changing crazy times, okay?
It can look a little chaotic out there, can it?
It can. Perspective is everything is what I say. I say,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, change your perspective about it. And it's
there
not
you
so,
go. That's what I like to do.
It's not so scary. And actually, such positive and important things that are happening that really you should be excited about. But change, no matter where it is in our lives, is always difficult. Sometimes you got to pry your hands off of something to let go of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, what is your perspective on the upcoming years? I mean,
you know what, Allison, I just found out the coolest stuff. Hold on, I want to make sure my battery's not dying. That would be interesting. I just found out the coolest things from an astrologer friend of mine, and I didn't even know this. Wait, I got to find a phone.
He's got to run, find a phone? All right.
I'm going to find a phone because...
You want to find
right
a phone?
Here.
Okay.
I'm right here. Let me just switch phones real quick. In the
okay.
We're so professional, aren't we?
That's okay. Cool.
Just didn't want that battery to die. That's how much I've been on the phone today.
Been on the phone a little bit doing readings, right?
So, yes. So this is so cool. I didn't know this. Do you know that we started the Age of Aquarian this year? Age of Aquarius started in 2009. We've
mm-hmm.
been talking about it since the 60s and 70s. This is the dawning of the
yeah.
Age of Aquarian. Well, we're just leaving the Piscean Age, and we're going into the Aquarius Age right now, which is so interesting because Piscean, it's very loving and everything. But it also has to do with sacrifice and struggle and giving up and working with jobs we don't like. And the Aquarian Age is all about unity. We're in this together. And people starting to live their true soul nature, their true what they're here to do. So we've just been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what she said was, as we transition, anytime there's a transition that can always look like chaos, because the old has to fall away
mm-hmm.
so that the new can show up.
Exactly.
And I agree with this next statement. I agree with all what she said, but if people resist out of fear and try to cling to the old,
mm-hmm.
so they try to cling to the old security, that's why so many jobs are going away, and homes, and money, and security, 401ks, and all that stuff is kind of being ripped out of our hands right now because it's the old system, it's the old way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we hold on to the old, we're going to create crisis, and it's going to be harder, and then it's going to have to get ripped out even more.
Yeah.
If we get in the game, if we get on board and go willingly and go for the transformation and go for our true life path and our soul's desire and really go in hope and faith and love and courage and not fear,
mm-hmm.
then everything can happen a lot faster.
Ooh.
So what I'm seeing this year is, one, the way that the masses have it set up right now is, yes, there's going to be some ups and downs still in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I even see, we all know that Obama's going to be up against some resistance and up against people hopeful, and then after a while things are going to get down in the dirt and dirty and people are going to go, no, I'm disappointed, that's not it. If we go for the fear, oh my gosh, all my batteries are dying, that's so weird, hold on.
Your energy.
Hold on. My phones are just having a real good time today. Anyway, so right now, if people get on board and they're supportive about what we're doing and,
mm-hmm.
and we're all in this together, then the transition can actually be successful.
Mm-hmm.
If we start going into fear and resisting, which is what quite a few of the old, you know, format people are going to be, no, we've always done it this way. You have to make it better. You have to fix what was broken instead of creating something new.
Right.
Then we're going to have some challenges.
I agree.
And then in 2010, I'm actually seeing sparks of light coming back up, even with the housing,
mm-hmm.
the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little shaky to me in 2009. In 2010, I start seeing these little sparkles of light, and I go, okay, we're breathing life back in. Things are starting to pick back up again. For me, Allison, the big picture is we're going to do great. I feel
mm-hmm.
like we're in a transformation time, and the things that are coming are phenomenal. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
There's much bigger picture than just the old stuff.
Right, right.
What's been going on? I mean, I study with physicists, too, and the quantum physicists.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that word three times. The
yeah.
things they're saying what we're headed for,
yeah.
oh, my gosh, it's profound. We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg when
right.
it comes to technology and our spiritual understanding.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying for 2009. It's an 11-year, and that's master energy. So it's always pulling in information. You know, so there's going to be a lot of firsts that come in this year. And also, I really think the merging between science and spirituality, I think that there's just going to be major proof that validates a lot of spiritual teachings and dimensions, having to do with dimensions, having to do with the power of thought, and actually our brain function,
yeah.
or how we create with our consciousness, all of that, I feel as though, you know, whenever the 11's around, it's about illumination. It's about awakening. It's about truth. And I'm thinking that cures for diseases and really wonderful things. We had Leo Kim on the show, I think 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I had him on the show about a month ago.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
And we're so in alignment, Allison.
Yeah, he was talking about this experiment with cardiologists that they are actually running an experiment to prove that consciousness exists after death.
Yep.
So, and he was very excited about it, and I almost was sorry that the show was ending. You know what, Pamela, I almost think I heard a beep, so I'm going to put our little discussion on hold for a second and see if we've got somebody that's called into the show, because I don't want to be rude, so.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison, this is Anu, how are you?
Hi, Anu, how are you?
All right.
And you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I'm calling to see if I could get a reading from you or from Pamela.
Well, what do you think, Pamela?
Sure, sure. We can do it together, Allison. How's that?
All right. Yeah, Anu, if you would just give me your date of birth.
Okay. It's December 8, 1966.
Okay.
And Anu, what color hair and eyes do you have?
Say that again?
What color is your hair and your eyes?
My hair is very dark black, and eyes are dark brown.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go ahead and start?
No, you go ahead.
Oh,
you
okay.
Go.
And it's Anu, is that her name?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Hard to hear. Anu, here's the deal. You feel, I can see that there's some violet in there. There's something very sensitive about you. It's almost like that childlike yellow. I feel like there's been, like, fear in there and wanting something new and not totally feeling totally safe about life. Almost like you're really sensitive. You really have this spirit. You understand that childlike, that hideout, like you're not always understood by everybody?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you have a lot of gifts, like, I know you've got the aura colors that can be an artist or a healer, something much more sensitive. I don't feel like I like you out with the masses, even though you've got a lot, some violet there. Mm-hmm. Violets are usually older souls, so they know things. I feel like you know things, you sense things intuitively, psychically, but what I want to say is I don't feel like people listen to you, like you get lost in the shadows, like you hide out. Do you understand that?
Okay.
No, do you understand any of that? Like you feel like not everybody understands you, almost like you're a solo act a lot of times.
Well, sometimes.
Allison, are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
Because yellow violets are artists, they're actresses, they're creators, they're mm-hmm. designers. They need to be able to do their own thing. But I feel like you've come from a place in your life where it's either been tough or you haven't felt supported or people haven't, you know what I mean? Like you've been kind of on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
the creative part I want to do it. All the time has been spent in the jobs I'm doing and all that, which is nice and all, but it's not the creative aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you feel much more creative to me than I feel like what you're doing with your work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It feels like that's who you really are. Allison, go ahead.
Well, Anu, I absolutely agree with Pamela in the sense that you have a great deal of creativity around you, without question. I really feel that maybe the first part of your life, perhaps, I'm not talking shyness, but it just might be because you're so in tune to things that, you know, you may have chosen a more supportive role rather than a leadership role or taking, you know, the bull by the horn, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Which would slow you down perhaps just a little bit. But what I do feel is that there's a great deal of change around you, and an opportunity, I feel in a big way to bring you maybe some experiences and some opportunities to allow you to change what it is that you're doing. I think that a lot of what your major problem is self-worth or self-love or having the confidence. And I think that is, whenever we have challenges, they tend to stand in the way of us reaching our full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of our soul agreement that we want to work on that in this lifetime. So self-love, confidence, believing in yourself, self-worth are all things that you really need to overcome in order to perhaps tap into the creativity and perhaps, you know, do something that's more in alignment with who you are. I will tell you that all this year seems to be wanting to bring to you. I mean, I think that you have an idea or you started working on something approximately 4 years ago. 3 years ago. You're in your fourth year here. But this might be a little bit more of a frustrating and a tedious year, maybe not a great year for creativity, but more of a year where you've just got stuff already on your plate and you have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it may feel as though your free time may be limited. You may feel, to a certain extent, that, it can be a more serious year, less creative by all means. But I really think that if you just hang in there and wait one more year, I think that, you know, maybe the confidence will come in. And but certainly change is coming in for you for 2010 as far as, you know, taking things and changing what you don't like in your life or what isn't quite right in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that year is absolutely going to allow for you to make the change. It'll create those opportunities for you. So I would continue to... If you're not doing what you want to do, I would continue manifesting those thoughts and working on it and being in your mind's eye, or be what you want to be. And by 2010, I believe you'll get the opportunities for it. And that's what I would say.
And you're right about work. I just switched jobs, and it's very hectic from the get-go.
Yeah.
And it's just work, work, work.
Work, work, work. And you'll feel a little caged in this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel exhausted. And it's a year just to go.
Well, you want to, with that exhaustion, and then my little word of caution to you on that is take, if you have, don't go in extra. If you don't have to, take some a little bit of time off. Rest. Don't let that stress get to you, because it can affect your health if you do. So you really want to take your weekends, or leave work when you're supposed to. Don't stay late, okay? That's my advice.
Okay, great.
And
thank you,
Allison.
Thank you, Pam.
And Allison?
Yeah?
I just wanted to add real quick. I totally agree with everything you just said, and it feels to me like you're exactly right. She's going to need to take the action to change her life, because otherwise I feel like life somehow is going to change it for her, and it might not be as pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't hear what Pam said.
If you can believe in yourself more, like what Allison said, and actually figure it out and then take action on it, things are going to work out for you. Because if you don't, my sense is that life's going to make things change on you, and they might not be as pleasant of a transition.
Right. This is for this year or next year, you're saying, or just like generally?
In general.
General, yeah. Especially I agree with Allison, by 2010. I'm hoping you really take a look at your life and actually step into a new life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without action, everything, then it's just talk.
Right. And now, let me just explain one other thing to you really quick. Mm-hmm. You know, the year that you're in, the frustration that you're going to be feeling, I can assure you by the end of this year, you are going to want to change it up. You're going to be tired of the job that you have. It's just like we were saying earlier. Sometimes you got to pry your hands off of something in order to let go, in order to make those changes in your life, to embrace the new. And I'll tell you, by the time you get in with this year, you're going to be so ready to make something new into your life, because otherwise, you know, thinking that you're going to repeat this year, it's going to be so tedious for you. You're not going to want to do that again. So this is really, this whole year, have a different perspective. It's trying to show you, you really need to walk away from this and find something new.
You know, look for, like you say, to manifest and, you know, like kind of like prepare and just be ready to take the jump and then it just ends, and just like take the action and not wait for things to happen.
There you go. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for your advice.
What'd you say?
I said thank you very much for your advice.
Well, thank you, and thanks for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck. There you go. Well, I do want to just to tell our listeners, Pam has had quite a day today. She had quite a few clients, but she is taking your calls. Maybe you've got some questions about auras. Maybe you see them. Maybe you have some questions about her work, your psychic abilities, how you can develop them, and certainly about manifesting things into your life. This is the woman that's got some really good advice about that. So if you want to call into the show and ask Pamela a question, let me give you the toll-free numbers. You can call toll-free USA 877-876-5227. Call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, feel free to call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Pamela, what would you say is probably the biggest mistake that somebody makes with manifestation?
I don't know if it's a mistake as much as it is a lack of awareness.
Okay.
Because most of us will go, I want this, and I'm praying for it, and I'm visualizing it, and I'm putting it up on my vision board, and I'm heading that direction, but it's still not manifesting. And what they don't realize is that there's like a riptide, an undercurrent. Now, you can see me speaking California terms, right? Everyone knows what a riptide is, though, right? Where the ocean waves look like they're going to the shore.
But they're not.
But
okay.
Deep underneath, there's a tide, there's a flow, a current that's pulling them back out to sea.
Okay.
So what people, sometimes what they're not aware of is that they've got fears or beliefs that are contrary to what they want, and so it's keeping them from having that. So it's like pulling them back.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I do think that I heard another beep, so let me check. Do we have a caller? Hello?
Hi.
Who's calling?
My name is Ajessa.
Can you say it again?
Ajessa.
Ajessa?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a question for Pam?
I just want to know where my relationship is going in 2009.
I knew it was about relationships. I went, we're going to talk about relationships here. Ajessa, what color hair and eyes do you have? Is that brown? Or?
I have dark brown eyes. Almost, they look like almost black, but they're dark brown, and also my hair is dark brown. But I dye it red, so.
Yeah, but you felt like you had brown hair to me. And can
yep.
you just, the guy, can you give me his hair color and eye color so I can go check him out?
Okay. His are kind of like an olive color, and uh-huh. his hair is like a light dark brown as well in between somewhat.
You said light dark brown?
Well, it's kind of weird. It's like, I would say like just like a regular brown, but like that.
Okay, all right, I got him. So, and how do you pronounce your name, Jesse?
Ajessa.
Ajessa, Ajessa. That's a cool name, huh?
Thank you.
Ajessa, here's the deal. You also have some violet in your aura, and violets can get bored very easily. And I feel like you also need the stimulation, the challenge. Right now, I'm feeling like, well, there's some compatibility right now, but I'm having some problems when I go long-term. I feel like, and you're so cute, you've got that stubborn yellow in your heart. If you tell a yellow what to do, they almost want to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's some compatibility here. It's not totally bad, but I feel like something's missing. Like, I don't know, you are so cute. As soon as I say that to her, she's like, no, it's fine. I go, I guess I'm telling you. Something's off about this. I don't know if he's not quite enough for you or we don't quite trust him because you keep going back and forth on me. It's like, oh, now it's good, now it's not. Now it's good, now I don't know if I'm bored or he's not going far enough. Now it's good, now he's not showing. It's like there's something a little bit off. So I feel like this year, 2009, we're going to do more of the same. We're going to hang out with each other. And then I'm seeing somewhere mid-year, it's hard to be timing for me. I'm probably, Allison's going to do better with the numerology. I feel like somewhere mid-year there's going to be an upset or a change or like something's not quite stable anymore. Because I feel like, do you understand how there's a side of you that can get bored easily?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes you guys just stir it up not to get, it's not like you want an unstable relationship. It's that I feel like something more is missing from your life. And I almost want to say, I don't want to put it on the relationship. I want to say that you're still missing something with your life. I feel like you've got this amazing energy to you, and I don't feel like you're doing enough with it. Not as a judgment, but as a, wow, you're way more amazing than I get you're living. And if you do that, I feel like your relationships are going to do better. But I almost feel like you're kind of settling for it, just kind of playing it safe. And you really feel more amazing to me than that. Does that make any sense to you at all? Ajessa?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Ajessa, can you give me your date of birth?
12.
I just got 12. What else?
1231.
1231 in what year?
1978.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Pam?
Well, I'm just, you know, I just feel like she's sitting on something. It's like, Jesse, you've got this, I don't feel like you know how amazing you are. Like, there's really some fun adventures you could have.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, almost like you've been raised to, like, well, you got to play safe or ordinary or whatever, and so then you look to the, I'm not saying you can't have a relationship, but I feel like what you need to do is way beyond a relationship or down the road, you could actually just feel really bored if you got married too early. You know, and stuck
right.
and trapped.
Yeah.
I go, wow, she's got this more unique side to her.
Jessa, when did you meet him?
I met him actually 3.5 years ago at my job.
3.5, okay. 3.5.
Hmm.
Like,
we've been
actually together for like
Jessa, this is what I would say, and I would tell you this, that you are going to be the kind of person that will, to a certain extent, have many relationships in your lifetime. You are not necessarily going to be the kind of person that's going to want to settle down. I agree totally with Pamela that you have a very curious mind, that there is an adventurous part of you. Part of your problem is your self-confidence. Part of your problem really is not realizing just what you're capable of doing right now. You have no clue as to what you're capable of, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. But you really are unconventional, a little bit of a bohemian, a little bit of a free spirit. You may have difficulties with that. You may actually enter in relationships where men will actually suppress that in you, where they'll actually try to turn you into a very conventional person when you're actually not. You are a little bit of a wild child, and you're really an interesting person, a very mental. You've got a really good mind. But this self-worth that you issue that is really created early in life really is something that can affect your relationships. I do feel that in the early years of your life, even now where you are, that you really have been maybe not feeling as though you fit in, feeling as though you're like other people, kind of like the square peg in the round hole. You are different. And you may have felt a little bit lonely, so maybe you're reaching for relationships to ease the loneliness. I will tell you that if this relationship, if you're questioning it now, this is the time to question this relationship, because this is the year where you will break that relationship off. It either will last this year or it's going to end this year, because it's a time for you to move on. It's time for something new for you next year. And in this year that you're in, the energy that you're in, you're going to be letting go. If you're questioning it, you know, at this point, then it sounds to me like this may very well be the year where you just decide, you know what, maybe this isn't the relationship for me. And I can assure you, there are a lot more relationships out there for you. And the only thing that I'm going to tell you is just one little thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to understand when it comes to men, God bless them, they're lovely, but you have a sensuousness about you, a physicality about you that sends off a little signal. You want, are one of those people that's got to make sure that they see all of you. They see the inside as well as the outside. That it isn't just a relationship based on a physical attraction, that it's a relationship that's based on something deeper. And that's, you know, that's one thing that I would give you for a little bit of advice. You may not realize it about yourself. I do think that this self-worth thing interferes at this moment, but you'll get over that. You'll move past that, and when you begin to see who you are, you're just going to be, I think much more adventurous. You may not want to settle down.
Yeah, and Jessa, I know that this is part of you that's hoping that we were going to say, don't worry, you're going to get married this year. Don't worry, it's all going to work out. You're going to get married. But you know what? One, I do see you married in this lifetime. You are going to get married. We're just both hoping that you only get married once and not get married, suffocated, feel trapped, divorced, and then go out there and try and find somebody again.
Right.
Because you're way more dynamic. And right now I feel like you're searching for something, and so you're going to hopefully do it in marriage. Well, if I get married and I have a home, then everything, then that'll get answered. And I go, ooh, baby cake. I'm really afraid you're going to be really disappointed if you get married too young, because you're way more amazing than you're giving yourself credit for, just what Allison said.
Right. Okay.
I'm 30 years old already.
Oh, honey, you're young. You're so young. Go out there and enjoy life.
You're
30.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you're in your 20s somewhere, and I know that you're hoping you're going to get married soon, but I swear to you, I feel like you're selling yourself short. And you are going to get married. Don't worry. I do see you married in this lifetime. We just don't want you making a mistake in marrying. You are going to get married.
Don't worry.
Don't be in such a hurry that you end up marrying the wrong one, and then you feel stuck.
Okay? Okay.
All right.
Go out there and live life.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Pamela never ceases to amaze me. When we start talking, there's never enough time, and we have actually come to the end of the hour. And I hate to say it, but we have to go.
Okay.
But I do want to remind everyone, by all means, go to Pamela's website, www.auracolors.com, and that's A-U-R-A, colors.com, and check it out. Check out the books, check out the CDs, read more about Pamela. And you do readings, right, Pamela?
Yes, I do.
And they you do them over the phone, so anybody anywhere can get a reading from Pamela. I'm sure you got a waiting list, right?
I have a waiting list, but you know what I've noticed? When people are supposed to get in, they get in at the exact right time.
All right, perfect. Well, call her, too, while you're at it. Call her. I know you're incredibly gifted, and I'm so happy you came back to join me.
Oh, and it's almost fun. It's always fun to hang out with you, Allison. I love that the numerology fits in so well with the aura colors. So it's fun to hang out with people like you.
Well, thank you for coming. And everyone, we'll be back again next week. I'll be doing some readings nonstop all during the show. So anybody that wanted a reading, hey, call me next week. I'll be here. All right? And Pamela, you have a great night. And everybody, thanks so much. Those of you that are listening, those of you that called in. And I'll be back next week. Good night, Pamela.
Good night. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.